So if among devotees, how do we ensure that we don't misunderstand others? Or if we misunderstand them, how can we come back to understanding soon? Actually, our bhakti is meant to make us more understanding. But unfortunately, understanding of others. But sometimes our bhakti makes us more judgmental about others. Because what happens? We have our own conception. This is right, this is the way to do things. If anybody is doing anything in a different way, it's wrong, deviant, this, that. We are very quick to pass ascribe labels to others based on our conception of how things should be. So actually, if we internalize the philosophy adequately, not just at an intellectual level, but also at an emotional level. My mind means, not just, this is the principle, this is the principle, but we also understand the lewd reality of the complexity of life. Then we will understand that there can be many factors involved. Okay, this person is acting in this particular way. Now, how much do I know? How much do I know about this person? So, it can be something, it can start from something very simple to something very big. So I remember once I was in Mumbai temple and it was a festival. So after the festival I came for lunch prasadam to the temple kitchen. And then I had come a little late, I was talking with some devotees after the program. So by the time I came down, I saw much of the prasad was over. The sweet was over. So I felt a little annoyed. And I saw a senior devotee sitting on the opposite side. His senior brahmachari, there was already sweet in his plate and the sweet had got over. So then, immediately, after I sat down, this dude started asking, is there any sweet? Is there any sweet? He was asking one server and he said, no problem, the sweet is over. And he asked another server, is there any sweet? I started thinking, what is this? We already had one helping of a sweet. And the server has told you there is no more sweet available. Why are you asking everyone like this? Second person, third person. Asking everyone, and because he was a very senior devotee, and everybody started running around, is there any sweet somewhere? And many times when prasadam is being served, so the devotees who are serving, they make their own plates before it. They keep them. So one devotee finally brought his own plate, and from his plate he started serving sweet to him. I was thinking, how attached. You already had one empty, and you want somebody else's plate sweet for yourself. And just as he was about to serve the sweet in his plate, he said, no, not for me, for him. And he pointed to me. he did not get sweet, please give him sweet. So he was asking for sweet, not for himself, but for me. Now normally when somebody asks for sweet, it's natural that they want it for themselves. So in one sense, my attribution was perfectly logical. But it was totally wrong. So we just can't know why devotees are doing things. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyehana Bujaya. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that we can't understand how devotees act. Now this does not mean that anything and everything within the devotee community is acceptable. But it's important that we don't judge based on one-off instances. And so by knowing that we don't know much about others, we don't know much about what people are thinking, why they're acting in particular ways. It's best to give people benefit of doubt, especially devotees. If they're practicing bhakti, they are practicing the principles, they are devoting substantial part of their lives for Krishna's service, then if something which is going wrong, why should we make a big issue out of it? Now, having said that, there can be certain actions of some people which just disturb us too much. Now, if we feel disturbed, then it is best to seek clarification. If it's just a small thing we notice, sometimes we see something with question mark in that. But then afterwards, we move on, we forget that. And no need to make an issue. But something troubles us again. Why did he do it? Why did she do it? If that kind of question keeps troubling us, then better to seek clarification. And when we seek a clarification also, it's important to be non-judgmental. Non-judgmental means simply describe the observation. As soon as we start stating our inference, then it becomes judgmental. So if you just tell the observation and then seek, I couldn't understand what is happening over there. And then probably they will give a clarification, some senior devotee will give a clarification. And even if sometimes the clarification may not satisfy us. So especially if that devotee has also been practicing bhakti for a good amount of time, they have also been serving Krishna, then we have to understand that there are different ways in which Krishna can be served. And Krishna can inspire someone to serve in a way that is very different from the way Krishna is inspiring me to serve. So we should not limit the service to Krishna in terms that is only comprehensible to us. So service to Krishna can assume many, many forms different from what I am comfortable with, what I am capable of also. So that way, even if you're not, we can see that, okay, this is one thing which I don't understand, but let me put it aside. And let me focus on my service to Krishna. So that way we can minimize the disagreements that come, or the misunderstandings that come. I feel that if we clarify, most of the time we get some understanding. And the misunderstanding will decrease. What makes things worse is that instead of seeking clarification, when we start giving a judgment, and the other person becomes defensive. Or sometimes we talk with 10 people before talking with that person. And those 10 people have already told that person, this person is thinking like this about him. And then when we talk with them also, you know, already there's a lot of negativity that is coming over there. And then it becomes explodes. So best is to seek clarification in a non-judgmental way, right in the beginning, from an authoritative source. And if you find some senior Vaishnava whose way of explaining it makes sense to us, just go and seek clarification and move on with life. You know, we don't have to make ourselves self-appointed watchdogs of everyone else. That's not our role. We are here to serve Krishna. Let's keep serving Krishna. And if something is wrong with someone, that is between them and Krishna. No, we don't have to take that position where we have to judge others. Most important, I would say, for avoiding misunderstandings is focusing on our own service. No, it's the idle mind that is the devil's workshop. So when we don't have enough service to do, then we start looking at other services and finding faults with it. If we have enough service to do, then okay, whatever others are doing, how does it matter to me? Let me focus on my service to Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.